朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
以赛亚书十二章第五节到第六节。
Isaiah chapter 12 verse 5 to 6.
你们要向我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
你们要向耶和华唱歌，因他所行的甚是美好。但愿这事普传天下。西安的居民啊，当扬声欢呼，因为在你们中间的以色列圣者乃为至大。那弟兄姊妹在这里。以赛亚在这里说你们要向耶和华唱歌。
And Isaiah says here, you ought to sing to the Lord.
因为他所行的甚是美好。
Because what he has done is excellent.
弟兄姊妹，神的作为永远是美好。
And the works of the Lord, the deeds of the Lord are excellent.
永远是 excellent.
They're always excellent.
所以当神做工的时候，我们看见他工作的痕迹，我们就赞美他。
So when the Lord does, when the Lord works and we see the deeds of the Lord, we praise him.
但是第六节又比第五节又更高一层。
Verse 6 is higher than verse 5.
他说西安的居民啊要扬声欢呼啊。
The inhabitants of Zion shout, and cry out.
好像唱歌是一种喜乐的发表。
Like singing is an expression of your joy.
我们看见神这么好的作为，我们喜乐了，我们唱歌。
We see the wonderful deeds of the Lord, we rejoice and we sing.
而底下说到我们要在这里扬声欢呼，好像那个爆炸一样啊。
Verse 6 says, cry out like you're exploding.
因为在我们里面有一个太大的喜乐。
Because this is joy that is more exceeding.
为什么？因为在我们中间有一位圣者。
Because there is a holy one in our midst.
他是那位至大的神。
He is the great Almighty God.
天和天上的天不够他居住。
The heavens and the heaven above is not fitting for his dwelling.
万膝向他跪拜。
All the knees prostrate before him.
他是万王之王，他是万主之主。
He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
整个宇宙他说有就有了。
The entire universe exists because of his command.
而这位伟大的神居然住在我们中间。
Yet this God Almighty dwells in our midst.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，这是大事情啊。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a great thing.
啊，这是我们最大的喜乐。
It is our greatest joy.
所以我求我们弟兄姊妹。我们最在乎的这件事情。
So I beg you, brothers and sisters, the one thing that we all ought to care about.
是的，不管在 food store,
whether it is here in this food store,
不管在 Bowers,
whether it's in a Bowers,
不管在冰箱的嘈杂旁边，
whether besides the noise of these refrigerators,
不管在 Bowers 香柏树下安安静静的被风吹啊，
whether you're sitting under the breeze of the cypress trees at Bowers,
在我们里面有一件更大的事情。
No matter what it is, there's a greater thing within our heart.
那是那位至大者在我们中间居住。
That the God Almighty dwells in our midst.
他拣选我们做居所。
He has chosen this place to be his dwelling.
他渴慕和我们建立关系。
And he desires to establish a relationship with us.
弟兄姊妹，请你注意听。这句话，神渴慕与你是建立关系。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this. God yearns to have a relationship with you.
我们到底跟神的关系改进了没有？
Has your relationship with God improved?
CUP 会过去啊。
The CUP will pass.
有一天建造会结束。
One day all the construction work will be done.
但是到底我们生命被改变了没有？
Has your life been changed?
到底我们跟神的关系改进了没有？
Your relationship with the Lord, has it improved?
诗篇103篇告诉我们。
Psalm 103 says,
摩西以色神让以色列晓得他的作为。
The Lord has caused Israel to know his deeds.
但是摩西却晓认识他的法则。
Yet Moses understood God's ways.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多的时候年幼肤浅的时候，我们是根据神的作为来认识他。
Brothers, when we are young, we all often follow the deeds of the Lord.
神带领我们得胜，我们就赞美神。
We come to know him according his deeds. He leads us to victory, we praise him.
我们失败了，或者工期没有解决了，我们就怀疑说神你到哪里去了。
And the hearing then goes smoothly. We then pass, we doubt, Lord, where did you go?
孩子有糖吃，爸爸你好可爱。
And when the kid has candy to eat, he says, oh, daddy, how cute, how wonderful you are.
爸爸不给糖吃，就使你们生气，觉得这个爸爸使你们不敢讲。
And when the dad withholds these sweets, he said, "Oh, what's wrong with you, dad?"
我们根据他的作为。
And we go according to God's deeds.
来决定我们对他的反应、感觉和态度。
And according to what he's done, we react.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是神的百姓。
But brothers and sisters, these are the people of God.
认识晓得神的作为。
They only knew the deeds of the Lord.
但是摩西却认识晓得神的法则。
But yet Moses understood God's way.
他知道神是一个怎样的神。
He knew who God was.
他知道神的旨意是什么。
He knew what is the will of the Lord.
他知道神的法则是什么。
He understood God's principle.
弟兄姊妹，是的，会所的事情会过去。
Yes, the things of the church, of this building would pass.
我们前面还有路要走。
But we still have a way of passing.That we need to walk.
我们的神从来不改变。
Our God will never change.
我们需要认识我们的神是谁。
We need to know who God is.
他的作为诚然可畏，值得赞美。
His deeds ought to be praised.
我们敬拜他。
We worship him.
但是我们更要高兴的一件事情。
But more importantly.
是他亲自住在我们中间。
He dwells in our midst.
而且他把他的法则，把他的心意向我们启示。
He's shown us his ways and the things of his heart.
让我们成为一般真正认识神旨意，活在神旨意中的人。
That we may be a people that really understands the will of God and live in the midst of that will.
我只要花十分钟啊。
10 minutes.
我就讲完了。
I'm going to be done.
对，不要着急。
So don't worry.
啊，整个神百姓走旷野。
And God's people walked into the through the wilderness.
我以前讲民数记的时候。
When I went through the book of Numbers.
旷野40年。
40 years.
神带领百姓走了42站。
42 stations through the wilderness.
啊，这是一幅图画，讲到我们个人也好，整个教会也好，是一个走天路的教会和个人。
It is a picture for church and for us individually that is walking along this heavenly journey.
我们看见神百姓从出埃及到进迦南，一路上神彰显他大能的作为。
The entire way from the time they left Egypt into Canaan, God has demonstrated His great might.
这百姓也看见了，也知道神的作为。
The people have seen it; they know the deeds of the Lord.
但是我们也同样看见神百姓有多少的埋怨，得罪神，被神管教。
And we see how many times the people of God.Complained against God and how they were disciplined by God.
因为他们是根据作为来认识神，来向神有反应。
Because they came to understand God through what God has done, and they reacted through those things.
但是摩西不一样。
But Moses was different.
摩西知道神的心，知道神的法则。
Moses understood the heart of God.
那么到底在旷野整个行程的里面。
That through this entire way, this entire process in the wilderness.
神带领他们的法则是什么呢？
The principle by which God led his people.
我曾经讲过 三个法则。
And I identify these three principles.
我们很简短的提一下就好了。
Very quickly, I'm going to mention them.
第一件事情是在民数记第十章十二节讲到按站带领神的百姓。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 12 is according to the stations that God has led his people.
在这里告诉我们什么？
And what does it tell us here?
旷野的42站。
The 42 different stations.
神是按着站带领我们。
God is leading his people through from station to station.
有一个翻译更好是 set out by stages.
And another translation is even better, set up by stages.
它是完全有计划的，不是没有目的的。
It is completely planned, it's not without a purpose.
换一句话说，今天在你我的人生的路上。
Now, in other words, in yours and my life.
凡事都有神的美意。
Everything has God's Beautiful plan.
神在我们身上有一个纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
He has a good and perfect will in our lives.
他是按着他的美意按站带领我们。
According to his ways and his beautiful plan, he is leading us through the stages.
我从来不知道有一天我们要买 Bowers.
I never knew in time past we were going to buy Bowers.
我从来也不知道买 Bowers 会碰到这么多的困难。
I never knew before that we were going to see all these difficulties.
但是天上的神早就知道了。
But the God of heaven already knew.
他在他的时间按照他的方式他把我们带到这条路上。
According to his time and his ways, he has brought us along this path.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要学习信任神。
So brothers, we need to learn to trust in the Lord.
借着这些经历，我们学习来信任我们的神。
That through the experiences that we've gained, we come and trust our God.
然后在爱中，我们紧紧地来跟随他。
That in love, we follow closely.
因为没有一站是没有目的的。
Because not one stage is without a purpose.
就连我们被神管教，神都在我们身上不离弃我们。
Even if we are disciplined by God, He will not forsake us.
因为我们很清楚地看见神百姓后面的38年是因为被管教而留在旷野。
We know clearly that the 38 years in the latter stage of their journey is because of God's discipline.
但是云柱火柱从来没有离开他们。
But the pillar of clouds and the pillar of fire never departed from
them. 神信实爱的供应，灵磐石马拉从来没有断过。
God's faithfulness and God's promises, this rock that gave water and the manna has never ceased.
所以我们每一站决定不是没有意义的。
So every stage of our life is not without a purpose.
弟兄姊妹，不管你目前的遭遇是什么。
For instance, no matter what you are facing personally right now.
工作上、家庭上、身体上、灵性上，任何方面的困难。
At work, at home, your spiritual walk, no matter what the difficulties.
任何的遭遇。
anything you encounter,
主都在其中。
God is in the midst of it.
主亲自带领我们。
God personally is leading us.
而且每一站
every station,
我们不能够加速。
We cannot speed up.
我们只可能单延。
We can only delay it.
因为很多的路是神量给我们必须走的。
A lot of paths are the things that God has measured for us.
我们没有学好，神不会带领我们走下一步。
If you have not learned the lesson well, God will not take you to the next stage.
所以我说我们不能够加速它。
Therefore, I say that you cannot speed it up.
但是我们却可能单延它。
But yet, you may delay the process.
我们是要求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
我们要认识神在我们身上是他亲自带领我们。
To know that he personally is leading us.
他按着站带领我们。
And according to these stages, he's leading us.
所以我当初的害怕里面除了对我自己的害怕以外。
So again, my initial fears other than towards myself.
那我也是为了整个教会属灵的力量心里面充满了害怕。我觉得我们怎么去承担这块地，去承担将来神给我们的托付和祝福。
I was also fearful based on the spiritual maturity and our strength at the time as to how can we bear such inheritance.
但是人是神的人，他亲自带领我们。
But we are God's people. He is leading us
personally. 你看我们这一段时间在信心上的学习和进步。
And our lessons of faith and ourmaturity, how we have grown in that area.
像刚才王弟兄讲的，有人在奉献上有学习。
Brother Wayne has shared earlier that in offering, we have gained some lessons.
在弟兄同工们同心的配搭上。
And the same heart of one accord and how we co-work together.
在我们祷告生命生活操练上的进步。
And the exercise of our prayers in our everyday walk.
对属灵征战那个真实和严肃性的真实体会。
And the understanding and the reality of the seriousness of spiritual battle.
你看我随便讲的几样，你有没有发现跟三年前我们都不一样？
Do you realize that all these things that I mentioned are different?
我们的信心，我们的奉献，我们的配搭，我们的属灵征战的学习，我们在主的面前，我们的祷告的生命，我们都在被主扩大。
Our faith, our offering, our service,the way we come together and work together, these are all being enlarged by the Lord.
他按着站带领我们。
And he's leading us through these stages.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
民数记第二章第一节到第二节。
Numbers chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
告诉我们第二个原则。
Tells us the second principle.
他们每到了一站以后。
At every stage that they come to.
所有的百姓要做的第一件事情。
And with all the people are to do the same thing.
就是他们要对着会幕安营。
And they are to encamp around the tabernacle.
换句话说，就是处处以神为中心。
In other words, that whatever they do, the tabernacle and God is the center of it.
不管你现在在人生的哪一个台阶。
Doesn't matter what stage in life you are in.
初中生、高中生、结婚、
junior high, high school, married.
准备生孩子，生的第一个，生的第七个。
Ready to have children, your first child, you're ready for your second child.
当了 grandpa, grandma 了。
Your grandma and grandpa.
或是年长了。
Or you're in the elderly stage.
弟兄姊妹，不管你在人生哪一个台阶。
It doesn't matter what stage in life you're in.
在旷野里面，神给我们立了一个清楚的法则。
God has defined a very clear principle.
每到一站。
No matter where you are, whatever stage.
向着会幕安营。
Set up your tent towards the tabernacle.
基督必须是我们生活的中心。
Christ must be the center of our lives.
Yeah, Christ must be the center of our life. 基督必须是我们的中心。
Christ must be the center of our lives.
我们让主居首位。
Esteem him and let him be the head.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道这个神百姓在旷野里面。
Brothers, do you know that when the people of God is walking the wilderness?
我们讲民数记的时候曾经讲过。
We talked when we were going through numbers, we talked about this.
你知道以色列十二个支派怎么样子围绕会幕、约柜，就是神自己的同在来安营。
And according to how the 12 tribes were set up around the tabernacle.
每三个支派在一边啊，所以东西南北各有三个支派。
Every three tribes resides on each side of the tabernacle, north, west, south, east.
然后你把所有三个支派的人数加总起来看。
And then you look at the three tribes that are congregated in each direction.
所以你呢爬到附近的高山上面往下看以色列百姓安营的景色。
So when you go up on the mountaintop and you look down on the encampment of the people of Israel,
你会看见一个伟大的十字架。
You will see a sign, a shape of a cross.
啊，这是一个非常奇妙神主宰的安排。
It is very amazing how God has preordained this.
如果神给我们带回到三千五百年，让你从旁边的加密山或者什么山上，这个披斯加山往底下看的时候
，If God would take you back 3,500 years ago and brought you on the mountaintop and ask you to look down upon His people,
你看见一个伟大的十字架
，And you will see a sign, a shape of a great cross.
中心是神的会幕
，Right in the dead smack of the center, it is the tabernacle.
所以当迦南被迦勒招来驻足以色列百姓的时候
，So when
当迦南被迦勒招主来，巴兰被迦勒招来咒诅以色列百姓的时候
，When Balaam was called to come and curse the people of Israel，
然后他里面忍不住的站出来说，这是独居的民，不列在外民中啊。
And he could not but say that this is a unique people called out from among the people。
哦，这一群人是以神为中心的人。
These are the people who esteem God as the center of their lives。
这一群人是过着十字架的生活。
They live the ways of the cross。
他们整个的彰显就是伟大的十字架。
What they manifest in every day of their life is this cross。
弟兄姊妹，我们要以神为中心。
Brothers and sisters, God needs to be the center。
如果你的生活中心现在不是主
，If the center of your living is not the Lord。
I can guarantee.
I will guarantee you.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面的劳苦愁烦一定加增。
Your sorrow will increase.
不管你是多大的年纪啊。
Doesn't matter what stage of life, how old you are.
不到十岁、十几岁、八十岁、九十岁。
If you haven't reached your teens, you're in the middle of your teenage years, or you're in the elderly stage.
不管人认为你成功，认为你失败。
Whether people esteem you as being successful or not.
不管你的教育程度是什么。
Whether doesn't matter where your education background.
弟兄姊妹，只要基督不是我们的中心。
As long as Christ is not the center.
我们的愁苦一定加增。
Your sorrows will increase.
个人是这样。
Personally, yes.
教会也是。
For the church is the same.
我真巴望我们这个教会永远是尊主伟大的教会。
And I pray that this church will always esteem the Lord as great.
不管主带领我们到哪一个阶段。
No matter what stage he leads us.
基督永远居首位。
Christ will always be the head.
他永远是我们聚会的中心。
He will always be the center of our gathering.
不管是任何的聚会。
No matter what gathering.
主日也好，擘饼也好。
Sunday's breaking of bread.
小组也好，祷告聚会也好。
Small group meetings, prayer meetings.
迎新也好，交旅游也好
，newcomers and when we go out and camp，
我们永远以主为我们的中心。
We have Jesus as the center。
第三件事情
，and thirdly，
民数记三十三章第五节一直到四十九节
，Numbers 33 verse 5 to 49，
神在那里数点神百姓在旷野的脚中
，and God is recounting the steps of the people of Israel。
有一句话不断的出现
，and these words keep on repeating。
他们从哪里起行，安营在什么地方？
Where they rose up and then where they encamp.
然后接着又说他们又从那里起行又安营在什么地方。
And then again it says, this is where they rose up and this is where they encamp.
弟兄姊妹，这里说到我们永远与神为我们的目的。
And brothers and sisters, this speaks of God as always forever the purpose.
没有一站是我们的目标。
And not a single stage is our final destination.
只要我们活着，只要我们在时间里面。
As long as we live, as long as we have time.
神要叫我们做一个不住长进的人。
God wants us to be a person that is continually growing.
神要我们一个不住在原来的地方，而是要我们不断往前的人。
That we do not settle down at where we are, but keep moving forward.
他们起行这个字，听说跟 exodus 是几乎用的一个字。
And the word to rise up is almost the same word as exodus.
就是你要从那个地方完全出来。
You need to come out of that place.
你也许最近失败。
Perhaps you're in the middle of failure.
神没有要我们永远活在失败的阴影里面。
God does not want you to live in the shadows of your failure.
神要把我们招出来。
God says, "Come out."
再往前去。
Move forward.
我们得胜。
If you're in victory.
神没有要我们永远活在得胜的这种陶醉里面。
He does not want you to live in the goodness of your victory.
神呼召我们出来。
God calls you to come out.
从什么地方起行，再往前去。
Then move forward.
啊，你软弱也好。
If you are weak.
你在马拉经历苦难也好。
If you are in the place of Mara, and you are in bitterness,
神要把我们招出来。
God's going to call you out.
你在以林享受十二谷活泉七十棵棕树这么丰富的祝福。
You're in Ilium and in the midst of these oasis, and you are in the abundance of his blessing.
它仍然不是我们的终点。
Yet it is not your final destination.
神要把我们呼召出来。
God's going to call us out.
我们永远有一件事情像保罗说的。
Forever it is the same as what Paul.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
Brother, I do not count myself as already obtained.
我只有一件事，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
But I do one thing, forsaking what I have, and press towards the goal.
要得着神在基督耶稣里从上头召我来得的奖赏。
To lay hold of the prize that God has called me through Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，希望我们在主的面前一起来努力。
So brothers and sisters, I pray that we all be diligent before the Lord.
我们这一阵子一再讲的 Delta, Delta, Delta.
These days we keep on saying the word Delta, Delta.
希望这是我们一辈子对自己的提醒。
And I pray that this is our reminder for ourselves personally for the rest of our lives.
我说过买会所的事情会过去。
And I said again, purchasing this property would come to pass.
你目前工作上的困难会过去。
The difficulties that you encounter at work would come to pass.
你最近生病挫折会过去。
You are sick, you're going through some difficulties. These things will pass.
夫妻家庭的问题有一天会过去。
Couples and your family difficulties, they will come to
pass. 当那件事情过去的时候
，When all of those things comes to pass,
到底我们的 delta 是什么
？What is your delta?
我们希望我们这是一个 lifetime 的一个 business 跟 practice.
We pray that this is a lifetime.
我们常常提醒自己
something that we remind ourselves daily.
神是永远往前的神
God is always progressive.
神的旨意是永远往前的
His will is always moving forward.
神的祝福也是一直往前，一直加增的
His blessing is always on the increase.
停顿带来退步，带来死亡
If you are stagnant and you are standing still, it brings in death.
我们希望在主的面前是一个不住往前的
We pray that we are a group that's continually moving forward.
所以我们底下还有当跑的路
So we still have the journey that we ought to run.
还有当走的路，当打的仗
And there are battles that we still have to fight.
我们继续要特别为了邦彦弟兄，为了国豪弟兄，他们起来带领我们新的 committee.
We need to pray for Brother Ben and Brother Robin because they're going to lead two other committees.
但是我们也更要为了整个教会属灵继续被神建造、被神改变来祷告。
And more so, we need to pray for the spiritual well-being of the church that God will continue to build us up.
我们生命不断被改变。
Our lives will continue to be changed.
我们的关系不断被改变。
Our relationship with Him will continue.
我们要为着神圣是美好的作为来歌唱。
And we will sing according to the great things that He has done.
我们更是要在我们为着在我们中间的圣者，那位至大的圣者，我们扬声欢呼。
We will cry out and shout for the fact that the Holy One is in our midst.
以马内利的神
，The God of Emmanuel.
以便以谢的神
，The God of Ebenezer.
也是以利沙代的神
，The God of El Shaddai.
他永远与我们同在。
He's forever with us.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts thank you.
主啊，在你的荣耀复活的大日子里面
，On the day of your great resurrection,
我们真是要扬声欢呼。
We will shout and sing.
我们不仅仅为你完成的救赎，我们赞美你。
Not only for the salvation.That you accomplished, we praise you.
我们更是为着你在我们里面成了那个荣耀的生命。
But more so that you become the glorious life within us.
成了我们荣耀的道路。
Become our glorious way.
也成了我们荣耀的前途。我们来赞美你。
Became the glorious future for us.
是的，主啊，这一路上你都亲自在带领我们。
For this entire way you've led us.
让你的教会认识你的法则。
That your church may know your ways.
让我们不仅仅因着你那圣好的作为，我们向你歌唱。
Not only to the excellent deeds you've done for us, we sing.
我们更是为着你永远的同在，我们扬声欢呼。
But your everlasting presence, we shout and we cry out.
是的，让这个教会成为一个信任你、爱你的教会。
Let this church be a church that trusts in you and loves you.
让这个教会成为一个真是尊主伟大、荣耀主的。教会
that we esteem God as great and glorifies our God.
主啊，让教会真成为你的居所。
That the church may truly be your dwelling place.
哦，叫你可以得到安息，得到享受。
You may find rest and you may be find enjoyment.
是的，让人来到我们中间，他们最大的感受就是神真在这里。
And when people come, they truly know that God is here.
人可以碰到你的同在
they may touch your presence.
人能够听见你的说话
they may hear your words.
人可以在这里得到更丰盛的生命
they may lay hold of a more abundant life.
人可以在这里脱离魔鬼一切的捆绑和辖制
they may be set free from all the bondages of the evil one.
主啊祝福你的教会
Lord bless your church.
继续来得着我们
continue to lay hold of us.
让我们真成为一般属神的子民
we may be a people called unto the Lord God.
成为一群充满赞美的大能子民
That people of great power of praise,
成为一群终身祷告，为着你的旨意，为着你的在我们中间的带领，我们是祷告的人。
That people who's willing to pray for the rest of our lives,
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。